AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show. It's going to get cold. We've had some snow. It's going to get really cold. And if you're not paying attention to Sven Sundgaard's YouTube video channel, as well as also him over at bringmethenews.com, you're wrong. You should be following him. It's absolutely top-notch, very enjoyable. Sven Sundgaard, kind enough to join us again today to talk about the weather. Last night, Sven, you brought up something about rain on February 3rd, and I got to ask the question, has it ever rained in Minneapolis on record on February 3rd before last night?
I don't know about specifically the 3rd, but it has rained in December, January, and February on record. And it's even happened in the 1800s. But what we're definitely seeing in the last 20, 30 years is it's becoming more of a frequent occurrence. It used to be a rare thing that got everybody's attention a little bit more. But now it seems like every winter we have a couple rainfall events.
Yeah. Weird. That was weird. And then, of course, it did start snowing once again.
Yeah, you woke up and then it was a different thing.
Yeah, it was. But we didn't get bad. I'm in Hopkins. I got like 2 inches there. I mean, the poor sods down in Iowa. We were talking about that last time. I-80, they had to shut down because they had a massive pileup. They got hammered down south of us again.
Yeah. And, you know, I had posted earlier in the week, and you probably saw this, but you can see if we just plot snowfall for the entire season, you see two distinct tracks. There's a track that goes across Minnesota, of which we've been somewhat a benefit of, but then a definitive track to the south. And I had posted a graphic specifically earlier in the week, breaking down some of the snowfall totals for some select cities. Let me see if I can find that quickly for you here. Yes. So we've seen now this will update. So now we'll be up to about 22 inches of snow to date for the winter season. So since December 1st, so about 22 inches here, Des Moines, Iowa, now over 40 inches of snow. So almost double what we've had. Omaha has seen about 8 to 10 inches more than us. Milwaukee more than us. They got more today too. A similar amount as us. It's still snowing there right now. But then New York, of course, the Northeast got just pummeled here earlier in the week. Central Park got 17.2 inches of snow. Wow. So New York now is well over 30 plus inches of snow. So they're coming in on Des Moines territory so far. And Chicago also seen more snow than us. So areas that, you know, normally see less than us definitely in the season are ahead of us.
And the worst part about Iowa is a guy I used to live down there. They
One worst thing?
It's an easy target. No, they plow their roads with keeping the blade off the ground. So you might as well just take a Zamboni out there and smooth it out because they don't know how to plow to save themselves. So that's got to be fun.
Yeah, so we've been pretty mild, and we've really been lacking in the snow too. But it's not what that does show us is that the snow's around. It just hasn't been aimed at us. Mm-hmm. So I guess that's the good news for snow lovers, that there's always a chance that those tracks could shift. And what that takes is a fundamental pattern change, which we haven't had the last 2 months, but as you alluded to, is coming now. So, you know, of course, one of the ingredients is to get some of that really cold air around, because it's along the edge of that we see snow like we saw today. Now, what you don't want is a fast moving Arctic front like this, because if it had been slower moving, it would have been snowing more intensely for longer. So we would have gotten more out of the system, mm-hmm. just like areas to our east are. So this system is going to progressively dump more snow actually as it moves east. That's why places like even Milwaukee will probably get a little more than us. But we did have a narrow band west of the metro that developed, very narrow. This is a thing that's really hard to forecast more than 6 hours in advance until it shows up on radar. Some places off to the west, Buffalo, over towards Maple Lake, so just northwest of the Twin Cities, there were some 6-inch amounts out there. So yeah, it was pretty average. Within 494, 694 loop, we got 2 to 3 was pretty typical. And then there was another secondary little blast of some cold, or not cold, but some higher totals in the southeast metro. So my hometown of Cottage Grove, there were some places there that got 5 inches of snow. So there were a couple of different narrow bands that had developed with that snow this morning that, again, is almost impossible to forecast until you see it actually on radar.
I want to, and everyone should be watching Sven's videos. They are fantastic. I'm going to bring up something you mentioned in one of the previous ones. And you showed the North Pole, and there were two large lobes of cold air that were coming out of the North Pole. One was going into Siberia, I believe, and we're getting the other one. And that's the that's this front that's coming through. Can I ask a question about the North Pole? When it sends down one of these large lobes of cold air, doesn't that mean more hot air is rushing back up into the pole and making things even worse up there?
Absolutely. Okay. Yep, absolutely. It's a vacuum, you know, something has to give. And so actually what's happening right now, yesterday's video, I said blame Greenland, because so that ironically that big nor'easter really has been pushing warmth out ahead of it into Greenland up to the North Pole. And that's what's dislodging is these two lobes were kind of loosely connected. And you can imagine just shooting warm air out at the weak spot in the middle. That's what's broken off this lobe of cold that's going to descending on us as we speak. And it's going to kind of just spin around the central part of the country. So we're not talking about just a cold weekend. We're talking about a cold week for a change. Mm-hmm. And then we'll see what happens. The models differ in terms of how quickly it gets out of here. The American model does tend to be, this winter at least, pretty cold bias, so I don't know that I buy it. The European model has us back to normal by next weekend, and then even the colder American model has us pretty warm again here by mid-February. So is all of February, is this it? You know, everyone's like, oh, see, I knew this is what we were going to pay for. Well, not so fast. We finally have our first, and it may be our only real significant cold blast of the winter. You know, we had a couple of sub-zero nights in December, but daytime highs were in the teens, so it was not what I would call cold. And it did break down that, well, this is going to be legit cold air. Our cold temperatures are getting warmer. So those cold extremes, you know, historically, in the winter, we could depend on our coldest temperature of the winter on average being in the 20s below zero in the Twin Cities. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes it could be colder, sometimes warmer, but that was pretty average. Now that average is in the teens below zero. And we historically averaged, when you look at all 147 years of records, average is three nights in the 20s below zero. Now, since 1996, that has only happened once.
Wow.
Yeah, so we're not getting the duration or extreme of cold that we used to.
And
just keep that in mind.
Are we going to, I mean, I think it was the Sunday to Monday is supposed to be the coldest. And yep. I did see that they were saying at one point it was minus 20, but I've also seen it now back to like minus 15. I mean, are we going to get at least one day that cold this year, or is it actually kind of modeling more towards, I mean, I'm not saying warmer, but not at least not in the minus 20s.
Yeah. So the models have a pretty difficult time with how extreme a fast moving chunk of cold like this gets, because what's really helped him.
Oh, we just lost you. We lost him there.
Temperatures really do depend on a good network of observations. And so the same problem we've had for decades still exists even in 2021, and that nobody lives in the northern half of Canada. Mm-hmm. So the computer models are kind of guessing. You know, there are some surface observation points that can be hundreds of miles apart. And so the models just guess, oh, if it was 10 below here, 15 below here, in between it must be 12 or 13 below, when in reality it could be a slippery chunk of 25 below that wouldn't get picked up until it moves into southern Canada. And that's why sometimes used to be more so, not as I said, satellites have helped a lot, but it used to be where all of a sudden your forecast could drastically change with just 24 hours notice once we got stuff out of Canada. But I think that's the models are trying to adjust for how extreme is this cold. So you've seen, yeah, there were several forecasts, myself included, was like, geez, are we going to get to 20 below on Monday? That's nuts. And now I'm kind of, most of us are backing off that. But we do appear to be in the teens below, which all we got to do is get past 14 below to be the coldest air in 2 years. Last year, we didn't get any colder than that.
I've got the heavy duty gear. I mean, I got a one piece ice fishing suit. I've got the goggles and everything if it gets really cold. And I've not had to wear that. I mean, I think I did that
and
one
that's
time.
Just to sit in the studio, right?
Yeah, well, it's they don't pay the bills here. But no,
typical. That's
yeah,
TV
it is. Welcome to radio. So the no, it is amazing how it's changed. I mean, when you get this cold, I want to ask one thing about this as well. And when you get this cold, I mean, our ecosystem is kind of set on getting this cold, though, at least once a year, right? So this is actually a good thing that it's happening. I know it's not pleasant for a lot of people, but the entire ecosystem is based on us getting this cold, right?
Yeah, it's evolution. Yeah. All the things that we hold near and dear, you know, animals and plant wise in Minnesota, have evolved to this. You know, it's not just a matter of tolerance. They depend on it in some cases. So yeah, like in January when it didn't get below zero the whole month, it's hard to complain about that. I'll be the first to admit, as somebody who runs outside all winter, but. Wow. Yeah, things do depend on it. So like things like the emerald ash borer, some of these invasive species, you get a good blast of cold that can really, it won't eliminate them, but it can set them back. Whereas when we have a milder winter like last winter, those invasive species can expand and multiply a little bit more. And things like, you know, I've talked about before, well, the polar bear is the mascot of global climate change. The moose for Minnesota is kind of our polar bear, and they depend on those cold, super cold winter temperatures to get rid of things like ticks that linger on them from the fall. You know, if it doesn't get cold enough, those things can stay on them, and they're dealing with multiple things, multiple issues as far as climate change, invasive species, ticks, diseases that deer bring. So if we can eliminate or help eliminate some of those just by having a normal winter, that's going to be good for them, too.
Yeah, and you don't really even see, I mean, as a guy that spends a lot of time up north, you don't see a lot of moose up there anymore. It's hardly at all. And really, if you want to see them, you really need to go up into Canada because they've just moved north.
Yeah, no, this is their southern range. And sadly, around the planet, animals that live sort of on the fringes of their habitats are the ones that are going to go first. Mm-hmm.
We can handle it a little bit better. What's our high temperatures going to be over and low temperatures over the next few days?
So we should be back in the low teens tomorrow. So as I said this morning, tomorrow's not the stupid cold just yet. it's just going to be cold. The big thing tomorrow still is it's going to stay windy. So that wind we've had today is with us still tomorrow. We're talking 15 to 20 mile per hour sustained wind. So that's why wind chills are going to be below zero all day long. But we don't drop below zero yet tonight for the actual air temperature. I think lower single digits, but again, that's a wind chill of almost 20 below by morning. But then tomorrow night looks like we do slip below zero for the first time since December, and for only our third time this season. No matter what, we are in February, so those potential sub-zero days are numbered as it is, even if we are in a colder pattern ahead. But it does look like just single-digit highs Saturday. And as I mentioned, Sunday, Monday, the coldest, that's where it could be a struggle to get above zero, even by day. And we're looking at teens below zero both of those mornings. There is still that outside chance that Sunday, Monday, if we can get the wind to calm down and clear out, we could slip to 20 below. But one of the odd things of this cold outbreak the next few days is there's so much moisture around that it's not going to be that typical, like we think. Normally it gets cold, it's nice and sunny at least, right? Mm-hmm. That's not going to be the case. Tomorrow's going to be still pretty overcast. And even Saturday and Sunday, there's still going to be some lingering clouds. So if we can get long enough clear breaks, then those temperatures can slip. And of course, all of this is for the metro. Outside of the metro is where you'll have a big difference, especially as we head into Monday morning when the winds are going to be calm. That's when we're going to see some of those, you know, like St. Cloud even. That's where they'll get to 20 below.
Will you run in 20 below? Will you go out?
No. I do have my limits. so that's when I'll suck it up and go on a treadmill. But, you know, this winter I don't want to be breathing heavily in a gym with COVID. So I may just take a break for a week.
I might actually make a T-shirt that says, Sven Sundgaard says, blame Greenland. So I might make that T-shirt.
Blame Greenland. There aren't that many people that live there. So, you know. So you could blame Canada, but there's enough people there to cause a fuss. I don't know.
Well, and I'll tell you, I think we can take Greenland. So I'm okay with that. So
wait, weren't we supposed to buy that? Or what? Wasn't that?
We're going to trade
with the past. We don't talk about it anymore.
Well, we were going to trade them Puerto Rico for that, which was, I mean, wow.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Whatever. That's another conversation.
Indeed. Like nuking hurricanes. we, of course, want to drive everyone to the YouTube channel. Like I said, Ian, it's chock full of information. Every time Sven puts out one of these forecast videos, you really are going to get a lot there. Just go there with the cold weather. Keep on top of it with Sven. Also, bringmethenews.com. Sven Sundgaard. Sven, as always, thank you very much. I appreciate the time.
Yeah, you bet. Stay warm. Get those goggles ready.
Thank you, sir. Sven Sundgaard right here on AM 950. Let's take a break and come on back at AM 950 Radio.